And Dave Schwartz is with us. If you're watching on YouTube, the WCCO radio channel, there he is. Dave, how's it going?
Hiya. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Can I, may I pay you a compliment?
Sure.
To start our segment?
I'll allow it.
And I texted you this over the weekend, but I'm guessing you were busy enough that you did not, because I know you were working Saturday. I just would like to tell you that I thought you did such a phenomenal job Saturday. As someone who worked in the news business and knowing everything that went on, we listened to you as we listened to WCCO radio as we were going around to graduate parties and things like that. But your newsworthiness, your commentary and weaving it all together, I just thought it was excellent, buddy. Oh. And I just thought you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
It was a tough day, I know.
It was tough. It was tough because, and you just think, you know this because you know you. When you're in this business, you sort of know these people. You don't exactly become friends with these people. But like I've interviewed, you know, Melissa Horbin was on the show a week ago in advance of the special session. I've talked to her dozens of times. And so so the personal side of it is tough. And then today learning that this guy was in my town in Maple Grove going after an elected official there who thankfully was on vacation. It's the personal side of it is hard. But my wife asked me, you know, after I did, I was on for 2 hours or so on Saturday morning. She asked if it made me miss the news, if it made me miss being a news anchor. And it was an interesting question because I said, well, like you wouldn't want that kind of news every day, right? Yeah. I mean, because that does take a toll on you. But if if every day I could do like stuff happening, then yeah, maybe it does make me miss it. The truth is, like, most day, I don't know, I always describe like being in the news as sort of being like a firefighter. Most days you're just shining up the truck waiting for the big one to come.
Yeah,
and the shining up of the truck, those days aren't always the most fun. You're like, oh, the show is still a half hour, you still got to show up, you know.
And you have to almost detach yourself from it, which I always felt was weird in stories like that when this is all happening around you, is you have to almost take your feeling out of it and just report what you're seeing and what you're hearing. And I meant it when I said it to you over the weekend. Thank and I mean you. It now. It was just, you really provided a great service for people listening and getting information at the same time. So
it is the nice, the beauty of having like a local programming, even though we were doing like the real estate show or whatever. It wasn't it wasn't a Herculean effort for us to just go. I just went to the basement. So I was going to graduation parties too on Saturday, and then I went to. Have you been to Mankato before?
Yes, when we used to go there every year for Vikings.
Well, for Vikings camp, right? So I used to go down there for Vikings camp, but I never made it like past the university. So I've never really spent any time in the cute little downtown in Mankato.
Yeah,
it's cute. Like. You could see how those Mustangs have a good time down there.
Well, you know, once you get the rule when I was in television was if you got past 40 miles out, your meals were picked up by the station. So we got very adventurous. We'd go to the downtown restaurant. We even tried this one. Yeah, it looks like a nice steak place. We'd try that one. You can only have so much Five Guys and pizza, and then then you have to branch out. So I'd seen a little bit. Yeah, lovely town.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah. A wedding. I mean, I think it's kind of a jerk move, though, to have a wedding. Like, I don't even know where we were. It was like St. James, I think. I don't know. All I know is I went to Mankato and I checked into a hotel, and then this shuttle came and took me to a wedding. Yeah, St. James, Minnesota, on a lake, on a Long Lake, which, of course, like 80% of the lakes in Minnesota are named Long Lake. But like our buddy who got married down there were like, where are we supposed to stay? Like, I appreciate that you're having a wedding at like your dad's like lake home or whatever. But like, I'm going to get drunk at your wedding. Like, understand what's happening here. Like, I'm not driving back to Maple Grove 2.5 hours after this wedding. Heck
no. But they shuttled you, though. They had a shuttle from the hotel. Hey, that's pretty good.
Met a guy who's like, he's like, I'm a farmer, but I have five shuttles and I shuttle people around on the weekend. You're like, rural Minnesota, man, there's some crazy stuff going on. You're like, what a business model. What is happening?
What are these used for during the week?
I don't know.
Likewise.
Like all the farmers just have a side hustle of like shuttling around drunk people.
Yeah, well.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
You got it.
All right, stand by. We are going to talk sports. although this was fun. The Timberwolves and the Kevin Durant situation.
Yeah.
The Twins got swept. So much to talk about. We'll do it with Dave Schwartz in just a minute here on CCO. Dave Schwartz is with us here on Mondays. We always appreciate you hanging out with us, Dave.
Always a pleasure.
All right, pick your sport. You get to pick. Twins, you want baseball? You want basketball? You want football? Or do you want golf?
I find the basketball situation right now quite interesting with this whole Kevin Durant issue.
Edwards, his favorite player in the world is Kevin Durant. Yep. And the latest reporting from The Athletic is that KD wants nothing to do with the Timberwolves.
Well, here's the problem. That it's great that Ant really loves him, but Ant doesn't have to try to figure out how to make salary work either. And Kevin Durant is 36, I think, has another year left in his contract, which is a large one. And then I believe also wants another 2-year contract after that at an exorbitant number. The Wolves are already a second apron team, which means just basically they've spent so much money that it severely hampers what they can do with trades and that kind of thing. The math of this, and then in addition, you've got Julius Randle and Nasri both at player options. So would Kevin Durant be good in this lineup? Absolutely. He can shoot. He can still play ball. And obviously him and Ant have a great camaraderie. They like each other. Whether it makes sense whether Kevin Durant doesn't want it here, I don't think that it makes sense for the Timberwolves that they could even pull it off at this point.
Right. I think if you could rent him for 1 year, do it.
Maybe. Yeah.
But, that looks very unlikely.
Well, did you see all the teams that he wants to play for? They're all in the South. He doesn't want to deal with
Well, none of them have income tax, so that seems to be part of it, too.
Also a real issue when you consider where these guys are going.
Come on, Kevin Durant is going to be fine. Wouldn't you? What kind of crap ball player is this who is worried about income tax versus winning a world championship? Come on.
Because he values money more than you
think so. Clearly.
I mean, that's what it's about. And
I would go to a winner that money, I would go to the winner. I don't need the money. That's why I'm here on AM radio.
I prefer that. At least he's honest. At least he's not like, No. I don't want to pay your taxes.
I get it.
Cool. Everyone can live it. Whether you make 50,000 or 50 million, everybody can agree. Nobody wants to pay taxes.
That's fair. I do respect that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Thanks
I'm
a
good
lot.
With that.
All right, the Twins got swept by the Astros.
Yeah.
In kind of an unfortunate manner with that bottom of the ninth, Duran giving up another ninth inning run. He was so, like, unhittable for us, and now he's still a strong closer, but oof, that hurts.
I feel like this happens every season to him, where he starts great or has a period of really top-notch play, falls off, and then we'll come back. To me, the biggest issue right now that this team's going to try to, you know, get out of, not the cellar, but get out of this difficulty without Royce Lewis, who now has yet another injury. This one is apparently mild instead of moderate, or moderate instead of mild. I don't know, but it's the last one kept him out for months. You know, who knows what this one's going to be. And he was just running to first base. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
This is a problem now, and if you read read any articles, do a search. Every year he's been in the league, he's getting injured, and that's a big issue. Now the Twins are to a point where they're so invested in him, what do you do? He's been injured almost, I think, just about every year that he's been here, either with knee injuries or hamstring injuries or adductor injuries. I mean, it's every year now that this guy's getting hurt, and now you have two really talented players on your team that can't seem to make it through a full season with him and Byron Buxton.
I have some.
That's a problem.
I have some breaking Mike Lindell news for you. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Guilty. He was found guilty in a defamation trial. I mean, I've always thought Mike Lindell guilty of making really a fabulous pillow, right? I mean, I was sleeping on a MyPillow until it became socially unacceptable. Now I'm like, now I had to get rid of it. I got it as a free pillow at like a pillow fight at the Saints game, where it was like trying to have the biggest pillow fight. But that breaking news, Dan Cook telling me found guilty in defamation. There you go.
Well, you can always put a pillowcase over the MyPillow, and then your conscience can rest easy.
I don't know. I mean, that's too close. That's just too close to where all the action happens for me in this
noggin. You have morals. You have morals and standards, and I respect that.
A lot of people thought it wasn't so, but here's the evidence.
Here we are. Here we are.
I drew the line at the free pillow. You wonder, is there a free thing that DeRussia will say no to? And there it was.
Well, it's good to know that you have your line, that you draw that in the sand. You're
it's pretty
you have
good.
Integrity and credibility. And
thank you. Father's Day was good for you.
It's great. We had grad parties to go to, so we did that. My kids got me a book of dad jokes, which I really love. They know me very well.
Perfect. Do you know what my kids got me?
What did they get you?
They made me a Wikipedia page.
What every AM radio talk show host wants.
Because I my old Wikipedia page was eliminated from the internet because I was deemed not noteworthy enough.
I might go in and make some edits if that's okay with you.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Henry Lake's coming up next.